This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you for that, by the way. You know, from St. Cloud to Billings, Montana, from Winnipeg to the stockyards of Nebraska. You're listening on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken or KLTC on the Western Edge in beautiful Dickinson, North Dakota, or online. Any of our websites on the apps, iHeartMedia, Flag Family app. You got us 24-7 right here on What's On Your Mind. We are waiting on the world to change and for the world to thaw. Thaw up a little bit, you know, for the sun not to be dead. I don't want the sun to be dead. Did you know the sun was dead? I learned that last hour from Jay and Glenn Ullin. It's, you know, a thing right now. So, a lot of reasons to explain this. But it is the way it's been for thousands and thousands of years, folks. That has not changed. Is Congressman Peterson on, Daniel? You've not told me whether or not to. Okay. We're trying to track him down right now. I didn't know who was calling who, but evidently we're calling him. Congressman Colin Peterson will be here. Ron Nessel later on in the program. Ron is actually in the legislature today and in a hearing right now. Thought he might be done by the end of the program. So we'll find that out coming up here in just a couple of minutes. What else we got? Going to talk with somebody from the New Life Center. Find out what they do. Giving Hearts Day is coming up on the 14th of February. And all throughout North Dakota, organizations are getting their best foot forward to talk with their donors, talk with their stakeholders, people who care about what they do, and support them and say, if you give us money, if you donate your hard-earned money and invest in us on Giving Hearts Day, you have a chance for that to be matched and extended and all kinds of things. So we're giving a number of those organizations a chance to tell their story. And we'll do a little bit of that today on the program as well. So we're looking forward to that. We'll talk about the Emergency Food Fund tomorrow on that front. I'm in Bismarck on Wednesday. Might be my first. I think I've done it one other time, but broadcast from the safety campus there, North Dakota Safety Council's campus. That's always great fun, so looking forward to that as well. And what else we got? Kevin Pfeiffer will be here a little later on this week. Got a big equipment auction coming up in Steele, North Dakota. He and Andy Murnick will be here. I had to talk about what they got lined up. Of course, the Congressman, I did it again, Senator Kevin Cramer, and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Back with us on Friday as well. Here's some textures. Scott, Trump had better hope the Patriots win the Super Bowl because the Patriots will come visit. If the Rams win, I don't think they would visit him. Well, who's losing in that deal? I don't think it's the president. Rams don't want to come. Stay in California. Maybe have Nancy Pelosi have you over in, you know, San Francisco. Kamala Harris. There you go. There you go. Another texture says, the production tax credit does not go away. It's a phase-out and could be extended. Would you like to have some participation from the opposition side of wind on your program? See, the beautiful thing about our program is whether you're for something, oppose something, like something, don't like something, you get to come on. It's called 258-0550. 258-0550. See how that works? So anytime, we'd love to have you. You just tell us exactly what's on your mind, for sure. No worries there whatsoever. Texter says, when are you going to Norway? Well, I heard from the great Kjell Juben over the weekend, actually, that he just sent off the deposits for 25 folks to join us on that tour. And that's where they, you know, usually they stop at 25, I guess. Maybe go a little bit over. He said, well, would you want more on the tour? I said, absolutely. So the price is always based on a minimum of 25 participants. So you got to know you have 25 to be able to go. But now we have 10 spots. We've just added. So the point of this is it's early. I know this is a June 15th through 30th tour. And I will tell you this, if the weather has you down, it's nice weather there. Then we were there for the Midnight Sun Tour 2 years ago. You can trust me on this one thing. You don't go to Norway with Carol Juven and not come home with a lifetime of memories. Whether it's meeting family, because I'm telling you what, this guy's the best at it. He will find your family. He will find out if you have, you know, ancestors that are buried there, you know, cousins still living there, operating farms. He'll find it. That's his specialty. They even have a genealogist that can tell you all kinds of things about, you know, the timing on when your loved ones came. It's really amazing. I love Norway. Yes, I met my wife's family. That was a lot of fun, and they've now been over here, and we're going back over there, and that part is fun and really enjoyable, and they're delightful people. I have to tell you, though, seeing all that beauty of the fjords and the mountains, and the waterfalls, and the, you know, the tunnels and how they do everything is what really stays with me. It just lifts the weight of the world right off your shoulders. It's really incredible. And again, when you're on a Carol Juven tour, you're on the best bus, like, you know, Mercedes-Benz, Volvos, right off the assembly line, brand new, beautiful buses that aren't like our buses at all. They have, you know, English-speaking guide that tells you about what you're seeing and where you're going, and that's great fun. And of course, the opportunity to stay in nice hotels, the food's fantastic. You're not rushed. You're not go, 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 go. It's just a perfect pace. You meet people that are just delightful. It's just so darn fun. It really is. And we're doing the North Tour. We're doing Lofoten Islands. Look up the picture of Lofoten Island and tell yourself you don't want to. You got to be there. Sami villages, a lot of history there. So that's neat. Stavanger, Voss, Bergen, Stalheim, a lot of World War II historic sites. The Flam Railroad. Fjord after fjord after fjord. We're going to be on the water a fair amount. Ferries and trains and, gosh, it's fun. June 15th through 29th, Norway at its very best. You're really going to love it. How are you doing, Daniel, on finding Congressman Peterson? Okay, do you have the right number to call? Did you give him that? Because we had, I'm not sure that he did, because we were supposed to call them. So why don't you call back, give him the number at least. So he's got that. Yeah, we've got his cell phone, and we've got his regular number. So something came up here. I'm not exactly sure what, but we'll get him. We're on it. This happens from time to time. You know what I'm saying? Did I tell you the number for, because that's what the person texted about. Norway, here is Carol Juven's number, 701-237-9000, 701-237-9000, Juven Tours and Traveler, toll-free at 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, JuvenTours.com. See some great photos there for sure. All right, while we're waiting for Congressman Peterson, here's Tim and Colm. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, good morning. I got a lighthearted anecdote for you. This was around 1970 in Cullum, and my two younger brothers were Sunday form delivery carriers, whatever you want to call them. And they took the forms that they sold at the Standard station in Cullum, took them in there. It was Sunday morning, and it was a real blustery day, cold like it was yesterday. I mean, cold, and you could hardly see very far. They left the forms there, and a retired farmer came in and said to the service station owner, only the men go out on days like this. And the station owner quickly replied, Ed, where are the men today?
Ah, dangerous.
That's all I got.
Yeah, dangerous comment these days, right?
Yeah. It would be, but in 1970 you could do it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Well, only the men are going out on this stuff today, too, then, right? No, yeah, not hardly. 59-mile-an-hour gusting winds in Buffalo, North Dakota today. 56 down in Rapid City. So this is not just a North Dakota thing. Glasgow, Montana, 29-mile-an-hour wind right now. So, but all across Watford City up to 35 miles an hour. Tioga's 39. Stanley, northwest at 20, gusting to 31. Oaks, 17, gusting to 24. Hazen, 28, gusting to 38. Hedinger, 31, gusting to 40. Dickinson, 25, gusting to 38. Williston, 20, gusting to 35. And Minot, 24, gusting to 36. You can't make it up. And in Bismarck, northwest at 6 miles an hour with light snow. Go figure that out, Todd. Fargo, light snow. It's, a little windier. Northwest at 15 miles an hour, one below here. But seriously, the dangerous cold is coming. It can be deadly, so do be careful. More on What's on Your Mind after this.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamar, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishick, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Says, and this is an email actually, so when and if Democrats take back the presidency, I would guess their first order of business would be to take down the wall and fence around the White House and replace it with drones and enhanced security smart fence measures. Yeah, good one. fun. Yeah. Love those emails, too. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. What are you driving today, Tom? What got you around in this cold, anyway?
What else? Because you got to have the heated steering wheel and the heated seats. And, of course, that OnStar remote start there, so I can just roll out of bed and just, you know, grab the phone, grab it. SchwannGMC.com to get yours and make it through the winter.
There you go. Beautiful. All right, let's see here. Fred and Wing waiting to weigh in. We do have a quick chat with another of the folks that is asking for you to consider a little bit of your hard-earned money to help them do what they do as part of Giving Hearts Day. A wonderful charitable event. Gosh, it's a neat deal. Every year, February 14th, Rob Spears is here. He's the executive director of the New Life Center. How are you doing, Rob?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Glad to have you on the program today. Tell folks what the New Life Center does. What's your claim to fame?
Well, most folks think of us as a homeless shelter here in North Fargo. We're the largest men's shelter in the area. But we're a lot more than that, too, because we feed and clothe men, women, and children. We shelter only men, but we also, the men that stay with us, we've got a program, curriculum to help them hopefully get back on their feet, learn a few things while they're with us, and so when they get into housing, hopefully we can help them stay there.
How often do you succeed at that? Where you just say, we're doing what we want most for these folks. We want them back, productive members of society. How often does it click?
You know, that it's hard to measure that. So last year, I can say we had 72 people that we helped get into housing. That was our second highest year ever, and I'd love to say, boy, we had 800 people get into housing. It's just not the reality. Getting into housing is not easy. It takes lots of time. And it has to. There's got to be the housing available, which low-income housing is always a challenge. But it's a challenge for folks to get into housing and stay there at times. Yeah.
What percentage of homeless people would you say are homeless by choice?
Oh boy. You know, I wondered that. I've been working at the mission here for headed for almost 9 years, and more I have come to the conclusion that there's typically something going on when someone says, yeah, I'm happy to be homeless, especially in this part of the country. I can go through the building and say, hey, how many of you guys are happy to be homeless? I don't know that anyone is going to say at this time of the year. There certainly are folks who, you know, I don't want to be held down or constrained, but the reality is there may be some other substance abuse, mental health issues. You know, the pressures of life. We know how tough some of those days are.
So the vast majority, with help, can get out of that lifestyle, right? Because you mentioned the mental health thing. It has to be a huge percentage of it. They just whatever they're not able to function in society and you know, get a job, keep a job. Certainly, there's no lack of jobs, right? So there's no homelessness driven by a lack of gainful employment, because that's certainly a plenty in this part of the world, but it has to be just something that is holding them back. So you get them help, and then if that starts with housing and then a job, then that spiral goes the other way, right?
Hopefully back on their feet, and ideally they would be able to stay connected with us here and be mentors to the guys who are coming up in the program. I mean, that's the full cycle of, obviously, I've been helped, and now I'm helping give back. That's what we want, and so that's what we aim for.
You know, when you see somebody who's homeless, and I travel a fair amount and see them in the bigger cities, too, and I just say, man, you just got to do something. And that's why you support the New Life Center. You're doing something here. You support the community that is helping those that are a challenge to help, that sometimes don't want help, that sometimes are, you know, but really in our heart of hearts, we know they need help. And there's some reason that they're there. And I'm so glad you're there. Giving Hearts, Dave, it's good for you in the way of folks contributing their hard-earned dollars to help you do what you do. What more do you need to do? What are you looking for help for?
You know, just real briefly, what we are aiming for on Giving Hearts Day, I don't think has ever been done. We have $500,000 in match money because of a couple significant key friends of the mission and some out of the blue. But we've got $500,000 in match money. We are aiming to have a $1 million day on Giving Hearts Day. So that is huge for us. We've never Obviously, never had that in the history of our organization. I don't think Giving Hearts Day in the history of the program itself has ever had a million dollar day.
Well, that is it. We got to have a goal. Got to strive for something big. Yeah, and you're doing it, so that's great. Good luck to you, Rob, and everybody at the New Life Center that does this much-needed work. It is easier for us to put our head in the pillow at night to know somebody is doing something, and it's the New Life Center. So thank you.
Well, we couldn't do it without community support, and, you know, this is one of those all-hands-on-deck type things, without a doubt.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Rob,
thank you.
Swears, Executive Director of the New Life Center, and one of the charities you'll find on the Giving Hearts Day website. So remember that. Start perusing. Take a look. Find out more about these folks and find out how you want to help, because your dollar goes further. Matchy-matchy kind of way on Giving Hearts Day. And there's charities all across North Dakota, Western Minnesota. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, good morning, sir.
How are you?
Well, we had quite a blow yesterday. Looks like it's going to – is that wind coming this way? That stuff that's out west?
It is, yeah. It's going to be an ugly little run here with the wind and the cold combined. A cold front is coming through. The winds are going to pick up, and the windshield temperatures are going to plummet.
Well, it's pretty much we're able to get around out here now up by Wing up here. We got a half an inch of ice on Highway 14. I just driving down there, and you can't stop very fast. You can probably drive about 45, 50. But that ice that came through, that rain that came through yesterday, that's coated all the highways. And I'm not sure they're going to get it off because salt on your road when the temperature is below zero doesn't even melt ice sometimes. So, you know, it's going to take a while. If we put salt up there now and it blows, it's going to make it worse. So I think the highway guys are doing a good job. It's just that's going to take a while to get that ice off that road. I think we had like a quarter inch of rain up here last night, yesterday afternoon. And I want to give a shout out to iHeartMedia. Yesterday on a Sunday afternoon, all we usually get is just a forecast. You know, when the KFYR radio comes on, they just give a forecast I think it comes from Atlanta. But yesterday they actually had a person out there in that terrible blow on Sunday afternoon, and he was telling us where the wind speeds are and what that was, and that was just so refreshing. I just want to give a shout-out to KFYR for doing that.
Take a bow, Todd. Take a bow. Take a bow. There you
Ouch,
go.
Sorry.
Yeah, you just hit the microphone
Ow.
There. And if I were you, Fred, I would call the Weather Service and cry discrimination because I can't find Wing on the weather map here. I don't know what the deal is here. But how could they dare exclude the metropolis of Wing? Otherwise, I'll tell you exactly what it was like right now at this very moment. I know a little south of you there, things aren't too good. But it's going to get worse. Bundle up. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lights are going back on and workers are returning to the offices that have been affected by the partial government shutdown. And many other federal workers who've been working without pay are now looking forward to getting paychecks again as the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, has ended with President Trump signing off Friday on a short-term funding measure. It's only good for 3 weeks, though. If a deal's not reached on border security, the government could shut down again.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign, that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Mind 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by Go Wireline. Team of nearly 200 years combined experience is what you get when you call the folks at Go Wireline. Five of their founders have over 30 years each of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. Good guys, good to work with. Find a great career, too. GoWireline.com, GoWireline.com. All right, we will reschedule our conversation with Congressman Colin Peterson. Not exactly sure what happened today, but we're working on getting that rescheduled for you, so we'll be doing that in the coming days. Also, continuing to watch this weather for you as well. It is cold. The wind's picking up a little bit now. A lot of gusts, especially into the high 20s and 30s all across the state. So Hettinger gusting to 40. That's the worst right about now. No, I take that back. Buffalo still has the worst, gusting to 59 miles an hour out of the northwest. So National Weather Service reminds us this will be deadly. This is deadly cold, is what it is, and they want to use that term so they have you understand that it is serious if you're out and about. Same thing with our farmers and ranchers, so remember that. Our next guest is the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He just left a hearing on the at the legislature, and we're going to talk a little bit about an economic impact study and also some of those proposed things in the legislature that he's working on. Ron, how you doing?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing fantastic. I did just leave the hearing on Senate Bill 2336, which is a 15% increase in the oil tax. And, of course, we all remember the 2015 legislature, which eliminated the triggers, lowered the overall tax, and it's had a negative $942 million impact on the mineral owners and the oil operators and tens of thousands of royalty owners across North Dakota. So it was a good hearing, and the proponents of the bill essentially just want more money for more programs and the needs we have in North Dakota. And some of the folks that testified in opposition, including the city of Watford City and the state chamber, but also several young North Dakotans who are involved in the business. One interesting fact was that the average mineral owner in North Dakota is female, 60 years old, and receives $600 a month in royalty payments. And, of course, that would be a 15% increase in that tax alone. So the message was, spend your revenues, and maybe it's a spending problem, not a revenue problem, or, why should just those types of people have to pay more?
I call that the I want my cake and eat it too tax proposal here from Fargo Democrats, because, what is amazing is that change that happened, as you mentioned, a number of years ago, actually brought more revenue to the Treasury. So there was a change, but the industry paid more. And that was obviously an exchange for a level playing field. Now they're saying, well, now that we have more, We'd like more yet. So let's add back the complexity. Doesn't make much sense. And I also think people don't understand, as you say, people who pay it are the revenue, or rather the royalty owners. The companies are just is less that they invest in the state. So it really is a detrimental deal. There's not much support for it, though, is there, Ron?
No, Scott, there's not. And it was a good hearing, though, to you know, have the discussion on the issue. And I think, you know, overall, part of my message was that if you want more of something, you encourage it, you stabilize it, you attract it. You don't tax it. What have we ever gotten more of if we just taxed? We tried that in 1980. 7 years later, the legislature and the Democrat governor at that time came back and they put in incentives to lower that tax rate to try to attract investment here. Those incentives stayed in place until 2015. This legislature and then got rid of them and flattened the tax, provide stability, provide certainty. And when you look at, you know, the core of the Bakken, it's essentially parts of four counties. But when you start talking about Divide County and Bottom County and other areas outside the core of the Bakken, a 15% increase certainly on investment will make a huge difference with that deal not even happening, those wells not being drilled. But inside, you look at, you know, prices where we're at with discounts and operating costs, and all of a sudden, oh, it's just 15% more. Well, I can just choose to drill my wells, you know, keep my rig in Oklahoma, Texas, or New Mexico, which is where we're competing with, already have, you know, 3 to 5% lower tax rates as it is. And I'll just complete those wells this winter or this summer. I'm not obligated to do that here. And I think that means jobs and revenues. So, keep it the way it is. Let's move on. And, really the big tax bill is going to be the one with the three affiliated tribes next week. That's the one people should be focusing on. That's a big deal. The Chairman Fox and the legislative leaders and the governor seem to have reached an agreement on splitting the tax revenues. That stability will increase the revenues in which the proponents today are seeking.
And, of course, this is a long time coming, right, to try and ultimately get something that everybody can agree on. How are you handicapping that one? What does it look like?
Well, I think that one's very favorable, and it's been a very hard issue over the past decade, and certainly between the tribal leaders and the state leaders. And I think they've come to an agreement now on an 80-20 split on tribal trust lands, and then 20-80 on the fee lands. And that seems to make great sense. And it's gonna be a big day. Next Wednesday is that hearing, and the tribal leaders and the state leaders will hopefully come together and put something together, because it's been a big issue of contention on how those revenues get split. Again, not here, not on the tax rate, it's the revenue split, which is always the big issue with all of these legislative priorities of various entities.
And obviously, you know, I mean, this is where I think sometimes, you know, the size of this gets lost on people, but there's about, what, $20 million per day that the industry is spending on oil exploration and development, and you don't spend that kind of money without having some certainty of where your, you know, your bottom line is going to be. What's my tax treatment, you know, right?
You've got to attract that from an investor every day, from Wall Street. And that's not money that's just sitting out there, and you've got to attract that money every day, every week, every project. You got to be able to show your economics just like any other business does. And for some reason, that gets lost in this big picture of always, it'll always be here. Now, it just, every one of those projects that doesn't come here means work for North Dakota service companies, work for North Dakotans, means minerals for some type of, you know, tens of thousands of mineral owners across the state. So it all comes together, and stability and certainty are huge in a play like the Bakken. And I think that was the message today from cities like Watford City. But don't do anything that's going to discourage investment. You may be thinking you're trying to hurt the oil industry, but you're hurting the housing developers, all of the other types of businesses that want to come to McKenzie County and Watford City to set up shop. You create uncertainty for the oil producer. Now I'm wondering, should I really invest in that housing project, which we so desperately need in Watford City? So it all fits together, and I think the by far the supermajority of the legislature is going to get that. But a lot of other issues up here, and talking about certainty and stability and business growth, Scott, that, you know, as North Dakota, that's got to be so critical as we get into weeks and months like this, when you struggle weather-wise, your costs go up, it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, you're fighting uphill sometimes.
I saw an interesting statistic recently that came out of your study on oil and gas tax revenues and how they benefit and support the state of North Dakota. And it was a chart on the state oil tax distribution by the different types: property tax, water, education, transportation, you know, one-time spending of all those. And the total amount of dollars to McKenzie County, which, of course, is the epicenter of the oil and gas development, is you know, considerably less by over $100,000. I'm trying to see what figure am I looking at here. Than Cass County. So Cass County, long ways away from the oil patch, and you know, Fargo, obviously, and the region is a big winner from the oil tax distribution, right?
Well, I think it was to the tune of $821 million over the last decade, Scott, that has gone into Cass County. And you know, that study is so neat because it shows every county. My home county of Nelson County, not an oil well or a gas well anywhere near there. I believe the number was $42 million has gone to Nelson County over the past decade in terms of property tax relief, water projects, education, highway transportation funding, and the Outdoor Heritage Fund. $42 million to a very rural county like Nelson County. So it just adds up, and, you know, the Operation Prairie Dog will just further benefit all of those counties across counties, cities, and schools across the entire state, townships, by distributing those revenues. So when you produce more oil, you get more revenues. More of that will flow back into those infrastructure and local communities.
Yeah, so just wrap your mind around that, folks. Fargo, Cass County, is the biggest winner from oil taxes. So, you know, that's obviously a prime example of how the industry is providing for the entire state in so many ways. And, of course, when you look at the total, that's also mind-boggling. We forget that sometimes, but $18 billion for the 10-year period of 2008 to 2018. $18 billion in revenue. That kind of blows your mind, too, doesn't it, Ron?
Well, it does, Scott. And there was a reference made by the proponents of this bill that Alaska has raised its oil, you know, revenues to a tax to about 30%. And of course, Alaska owns the minerals, most of them up there, which makes a big difference. But, you know, it hasn't hurt them. Well, as a matter of fact, they were at 2 million barrels a day, that big pipeline they have. And now they're well below 600,000 barrels a day. Investment has gone away from Alaska. So, coming to places like North Dakota and the Bakken a decade ago. So, You've got to look long term. You've got to look at, you know, all of a sudden it's $18 billion. You know, what do we do with that as a state? How do we properly spend our legacy fund dollars in terms of growing North Dakota? And lots of different budgets. Of course, all of the water projects are paid for with oil tax revenues. A big portion of the school funding mechanism comes from the oil tax revenues. So it's all very important, but I still think, you know, you get more revenues by encouraging business rather than punishing it.
Absolutely. That's definitely the message here. Legacy fund, $4.5 billion, $7.3 billion in communities and infrastructure across the state, $1.2 of that for water projects throughout the state. Just for water projects alone, $1.2 billion. So a good neighbor, a good partner, and I think a great time to raise all this when you talk about the economic impacts at a time when some folks say, gimme, gimme, gimme. I want more from the industry. Very fascinating. Well, Ron, thanks for the update. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No. See you later, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Back to the hallways of the state capitol in Bismarck. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, with us today on What's on Your Mind? Brought to you in part by the North Dakota Safety Council. Have you signed up yet? You got to do it, folks. The biggest safety event in North Dakota, 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference from the North Dakota Safety Council, is coming up February 20th and 22nd at the Bismarck Event Center. Pre-conference February 18th and 19th. Find out more at ndsc.org.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hey, folks, Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. It's the week of the big game, and you're still racking your brain over what dip to do or what side to serve for total success. We'll take a delay of game, or better yet, call a timeout and just go back to what got you here. A Pizza Corner Pizza, loaded with touchdown toppings and generous amounts of champion cheese. Pizza Corner Pizzas will light up the scoreboard. Sack one today from your local grocery store and see for yourself why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard of Dyson? Or yeah. Dyson, North Dakota?
No.
Is K-Fire Cafe been there before?
Not that I remember.
Do they have a cafe there? I hate when somebody sends us a note and signs with their residence, and I don't know where it's at. Or same thing with the callers. But I've been to everywhere in North Dakota. I've not been to... It's spelled D-E-I-S-E-M. Okay? So I'm just saying de-ice them. But I could, you know... We all need to be de-iced today, so I don't know. Am I right or not? But I'm going to look quick and see if I can find out where this is at. It's off Highway 281, north of Edgeley. Just north of Edgeley... And a little bit to the east, west, more that general vicinity. Now I know, not far from Judd. See, I know Judd. I know Dickey. I know Marion, Lamore, Berlin. Did not know. I could be saying it wrong, too. I have no idea. But anyway, the point of this text was to tell me the temperature is minus 35. The wind chill is minus 70. The wind is 36 miles per hour as we speak. Woo! That'll keep the riffraff out, I'll tell you. Right there. Thank you for telling us. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Got a couple of minutes to chat about whatever you'd like to, and I got some texts to get to and get caught up on. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. I want to tell you a little bit about certificates and how you can enhance the skill set to become more marketable to employers. You do that by completing a certificate with the University of Mary online or at any of their locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, Grand Forks. They have actual campuses in all those places. Watford City's in that beautiful Rough Rider Center. Man, it's great. From human resources, a project management, virtuous leadership, to a small business management, a certificate from the University of Mary will develop tools you need to run your small business or effectively manage your team. And courses you complete as part of your certificate count as credit, so if you decide to earn a second bachelor's degree or a master's degree in the future, the courses you accomplish for your certificate count towards the degree. So it's a great way to start. And they start classes every 5 weeks. You can contact the University of Mary for more information, 701-355-8030. Email them, enroll at umary.edu. If you mention you heard this on What's on Your Mind, they waive the application fee. Is that not nice? 701-355-8030 or enroll at umary.edu. Let's go to New Salem. Rudy has a comment. Go ahead, Rudy. You're on.
This is going to give you an idea for a show. I heard of an easement that is being sold, a hunting easement that's being sold to the elderly people in the southwestern part of the state, and they aren't aware of the fact that it has a perpetual component to it. They sign the easement, they cash the checks, and then they get then they discover that they have signed their land away on this easement. I know the fellow that I was visiting with said that the lawyers in Hettinger and in Lemon, South Dakota, are aware of this. They've read it. I just thought I'd give you a heads up. It'd probably be interesting to contact them and visit with them. Now, they told me that Game and Fish was the one that was selling the easement. I really find it hard to believe that Game and Fish would do that to our people, but I thought it'd be an interesting thing for you to check into them and be an interesting deal to make the people aware of that this easement is out there, and in signing it, they literally signed their land away.
And who did you say was working on it right now? Or you mentioned some lawyers where?
In Hettinger, North Dakota, and in Lemon, South Dakota. The people in that area have brought the easement into them to read, so they're familiar with it. So I don't know the lawyers' names, but I'm sure there's not that many lawyers in those small towns.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I know the Farm Bureau has been very active in tackling this. There's even been talk of a bill in the legislature.
The Farm Bureau one, if I only remember that one right, that was the CRP. This isn't CRP. This is supposed to be Game and Fish.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've heard it about Game and Fish before, too. I think the legislation, I don't remember where it's at, but it's a good subject to come up with because perpetual easements are a bad idea all the way around. I mean, there should always be an out clause at some point and, you know, as you say, sweeten the pot with, the incentive and not realizing what you're doing there is not a good deal. So,
these people were paid $12 an acre, and the lawyer just handed it back to them and said, when your land taxes are 12 bucks an acre, your Game and Fish owns your land because you're not going to get any.
Yeah. We'll do a little digging on that, Rudy. I appreciate you calling.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Made a note right here. I'm on it. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Lots of texts here to get to. Dysom is a ghost town. Well, it's still a town. Don't diss Dysom. Or Deesom. Or De-Isom. Somebody tell me how to pronounce it quick. Boundaries. If someone throws a fit because you set boundaries, it's just more evidence the boundary is needed. Pretty much sums up how things are going with the wall. Yeah, I'm not giving up hope. Yeah, I know a lot of people say, oh, Trump lost, Trump caved. Trump said, fine, you guys want to try and negotiate a deal, negotiate a deal. I don't think Trump caved. I think Republicans in the Senate caved, honestly. And the numbers said, I better do something different here. So that's why he did what he did. Okay, we're not going to get to everybody on the text today, but we'll pick up where we left off tomorrow and do it all over again. God bless you, one and all, and thanks for listening. Stay warm, stay safe.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.